Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You at WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio. We're today talking. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm the guest host and for John Ryan and Otto Luce, the co-host, and Christina Liu, this fabulous radio show producer. I know it's probably time for Talk of the Town. We were concerned because unfortunately our guests couldn't make it. What are we going to talk about?
And we got a good crew here. I think we'll be okay.
I don't even know if we made half of the points we had kind of planned on talking about, and we're definitely need to get to Talk of the Town and find out. Maybe we'll give them 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll throw it in.
But
what I thought was interesting, we were talking about previously, in the previous segment, was, creating kind of an atmosphere when you're exercising. And we were all just, at our job and at Department of Service for the Aging, anytime we see an article, we're always sending it around to each other. And recently there's been so many, that kind of coordinated with what we were doing. And there was just an article in the New York Times 2 days ago, and it was called "An Awe Walk Might Do Wonders for Your Well-Being." And it was just such an interesting concept because, the general gist of it was a whole, experiment that was going on, but it was really separating people into people who are just walking and then people who are walking, but really looking around at their surroundings and how just by doing that, in addition to the walking, had so many impacts. And I just thought it was such a cool concept, right? Because they were saying, they had the walkers who you're walking and you're shooting through your to-do list and, oh my God, I have this and I got to do this and I have all, so it's, you're not really relaxing because you might be walking, but your brain is still worked up. And
people walk and do this.
Yeah, of course. No, and it's so true. And, Otto was holding up his phone for anyone on the radio that wasn't sure what we were saying. I just realized that they're probably like, what are they talking about? But, that's another thing, it's you're never disconnecting to anything. And listen, I actually have been guilty of that myself and I have to check it, and I've been really good because I've been taking more walks, during this time. And I said, that's my favorite thing to do. I love walking around the neighborhood. I could stare all day at people's landscape, what their house looks like. And I was just doing that. And little do I know that has some real positive effects, according to this article. But it was saying, just by doing that, people felt more upbeat and hopeful compared to the people that were just walking, and it helps reduce anxiety, depression, your stress, and even body inflammation, I thought was very interesting. And it was just, it always sticks to just a quick little sidebar, which stuck in my mind since I was a little girl. One of my grandpas, he had this core group of friends who they came up, together. So my grandfather was the photographer, his best friend, one was the graphic designer, and one was another kind of set designer of things. And they all had their role. And one of my grandpa's friends who actually was involved in creating the Dove logo, I want my MTV logo on a fun little tidbit.
Nice tidbit.
But they had such a beautiful friendship, right? And these guys were also interesting and, they really came up from nothing and maintained staying friends. And my grandpa was not the easiest man to stay friends with. And they always had such a core group. And I'll never forget when I was a little girl, my grandpa's friend, Tom Cordes, who had passed away a few years ago, he had said that when you walk in the city, he said, so many people walk around the city and they're looking down. Everyone's like this hustle and bustle, looking at their feet. No one, he said, he consciously looks up, right? And looks at the surroundings and just how breathtaking it is to see how big the buildings are. And that just really always stuck with me as a little girl because he said, and it was just, there was something about it. And I remember thinking that's so magical, because everyone, you think about people and everyone, especially now, that was even when he told me this, it was before cell phone days, and it's just, you think about it, everyone just walking, looking down in a hurry. He said, but just by looking up, it gave you, and I think that ties into, this whole concept of the awe walk, and just becoming aware of your surroundings. And what I thought was so interesting in the article too, they made people take selfies, right, to document their journey of their walk. And the people who were these awe walkers, actually, as their selfies progressed, it became less about, you know, their head was closer in the beginning, and then it became more the background, which I thought was so beautiful, yeah. You know, and it was just really interesting. And I think it's, you know, that's kind of the overall message, right? We're trying to get to people here is that there's little tiny steps you can take to kind of make life a little easier, right? So not everything is super overwhelming. You know, we're not saying you have to go into the gym and become a bodybuilder and nothing, you know, so it's these little tiny things that could make, you know, as you keep doing them can really make a positive impact, you know, in your daily life.
Well, absolutely. In line with what you're talking about, this coming Monday, I have a cousin of mine who we meet in the city. We have just done it again, like every 3 or 4 weeks. And what we do is we go for a walk, like we've gone through, we did like 15,000 steps. In Central Park. And Monday, the grand plan is we meet in Penn Station and we walk over to the west side, and there's a path that goes down to the World Trade Center. So we walk down to the World Trade Center, and then we take the subway, we have lunch, and then we take the subway back with mask and stay away from people as much as possible. The train, Long Island Railroad, I believe is relatively safe because you do wear a mask, and everybody has complied that I have seen. And like the last time I went in, it was myself and one other person on the 9:30 train from New Hyde Park to Manhattan. So there's not a lot of people. But my point is, I agree completely with that article, which I have not read, but I will, that, you know, to walk around, there's so many things to look at. Look at them, you know, you know, they're there. You might as well enjoy them. Take a look.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, and it's just so interesting because, like I said, you know, you don't even think about it sometimes, you know, and it's when you read an article like this, it just makes you think about the times that, you know, you've been more preoccupied on a walk, you know, or the times that you just, you know, disconnected and just looked around, you know, and I think especially in today's society, listen, I'm guilty of it half the time. It's you're so, you know, down and looking at your phone and you're never disconnected to anything, you know? So I think it is important and it takes something to really actively do. I think it's great. I think the benefits are awesome. And I just really like this article. And cause I like when like an article like really proves what I'm trying to preach, you know, I feel like, all right, cool. We're spreading the word, you know,
like and it puts it in perspective because, in the beginning of COVID, I walked a lot alone and I would go to Bethpage Park and they had this great bike trail. And then there's like lots of little ponds. And from the moment I started, I was like amazed.
Yeah. I remember the beautiful pictures. Beck took like stunning pictures of just the landscape of
the landscape. And then like, I saw this one huge tree that fell on its side. I kind of like walked off the path a little bit. And it was uprooted, huge, huge tree. So all the roots started growing straight out, you know, like it was on its side. And it was just like, and it started growing leaves on it. So it was just kind of interesting to see. And I'm like thinking to myself, wow, how long did this take place? And then I posted it on Facebook and people started asking, oh, where in the park? I got to go see it. And then, you know, it's just kind of, yeah. I mean, I get it. Like the article kind of was doing what I was doing, you know, but without putting kind of, want to say, a label on it. But So you find a place like that.
What I have done a couple of times is I will drive 5 minutes, whatever, or frankly go over to North Hempstead Beach Park, which is like 15-minute ride. But what I've done is drive over to the New Hyde Park train station with the goal of seeing what's going on because they got tremendous amounts of construction. They just finished the tunnel that goes under the Long Island Railroad and eliminated the overpass. But my point being that I picked that as an area that I like to snoop around and walk and see what's going on. Like they have new platforms being built and huge light power or different power towers and whatever. I mean, the construction that's going on is unbelievable. So it gives me something to kind of look at. And I walked around the neighborhood and, you know, different point being a little change of scenery is not a bad thing either.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to walk the same beat, if you will, every day. It's good to change it up a little bit. And
that's good to know it's good for you. Right.
Right. I mean, this exactly.
is like, we're doing a good thing for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Being observant. And
no, and I think it's, you know, like I said, it's nice, these things, because they're little things, you know. And I think a lot of people, we were saying, you know, to take it back to the beginning of the show, you know, what is the reason that people don't find some kind of physical activity, you know, like what is it? And I think a lot of times it is because what Beck had said about feeling judgment or, you know, fear that you're not going to be good at it. You know, it takes you back to being in gym class and like kickball, and you're like, oh my God, am I going to like get it? You know, it's all these like stresses. And I think it's people also want like this instantaneous fix, you know, like, so you want to like go in and like, no, you could like lip, but it's not practical really, you know? But what's nice about something like this, it's a little thing you can do, you know, and you start off small, you know, and I've always, cause I've heard people like, oh, you know, I have all these aches and pains, I can't go walk. But the thing is, where it might be difficult when you start, it's getting over that hump, you know, you gradually pick it up, you know? So if it's something you can just want to just do a, you know, a loop around your block, you know, start small, or, you know, halfway down the block, whatever your bar is. And I think, you know, the fact that you can keep growing that as you keep doing it is a little thing that you can do, you know, to just make it a little easier, you know, on yourself. And clearly it has benefits, you know, so.
Did we touch on something here that, like, did you have a problem with kickball back in the?
I got a little emotional.
I know. I mean, it was not really kickball. It was always like a baseball that would start, you know, when you would go up, because I hate like the idea of everyone staring at me, like doing something. So I used to be
what?
Like, you know,
wait,
a sport.
Like, back in the day.
You know, I was more of like the volleyball, badminton kind of chick, but it always would make me a little, you know, it was like the pressure. So I understand what Beck was saying.
You know what? We're going to have to revisit this after our quick commercial break, Christine, and help you out there.
Yeah, we'll try to help you as much as we can.
Yeah.
Well, honey, we'll be back with Project Independence and You, our final segment, in just a few moments.